They have a good game for the neutral, but a disappointing one as manager of File this afternoon.
Yeah, we've got ourselves into winning position after a like I said, poor first half. Really difficult conditions, horrible weather, and the goal pretty much summed our first half up, if I'm honest. Just thought we were a bit sloppy, and after starting brightly the first 5 minutes, you just sensed that something like that was going to happen. Second half, in fairness, got a really good reaction, got ourselves into winning position, and you can look at it, listen, you look at it two ways. They'll see it as two, I suppose, two worldies has got them a point. From my perspective, I'll look at it differently, because I think it's not so much about overanalyzing goals. Ultimately, if we're on the front foot from the first header for the first goal, we pick the ball up and they don't get a shot away. And then the second one, you've got an experienced player. Again, I'm not sure why, trying to chest the ball on the edge of our box, which results in a free kick. We've then got another experienced player, got their player facing his own goal, runs into the back of him and gives a free kick. A young player then doesn't put himself in a position he should be in front of the ball, and you'd pick up the second one. And then once the ball goes into a wide area, you've got to keep him down the sides. But it's disappointing, but it is what it is. I think over the course, was it a great performance? No, it wasn't. It wasn't a great performance. But I think in the conditions the way they are, you just want to try and get 3 points and get out there as quickly as possible, because, like I said, it was a horrible, horrible day. We've not managed to do that, so we dust ourselves down and go again.
Do you think your team would seem to be flying in the second half? Obviously, you moved Andy Bond into midfield, he bagged two. Do you think they just switched off there towards the end, thinking the points were in the bag?
No, I'm not sure about switched off. Ultimately, goals change games, and the games go into cruising to, well, I wouldn't say cruising, but there's nothing going on in the game. It's not like it's wide open. I think we could have been a little bit better in terms of potentially picking them off, but there were some tired bodies out there at the end, that we probably just needed a spell where we could get hold of the ball and look after it ourselves. And obviously the second goal gives them a lift. When someone smashes the ball in from 35 yards, their crowd get back in the game and gives them a lift. But even then, like I say, I don't think you're ever complacent. I think the game's won, but you've got to make good decisions, and we made decisions that put us under a little bit of pressure. Like I say, giving soft free kicks away when there's no need to allows them to get bodies forward and put balls in your box. Then you're always, I suppose, under the threat of something potentially dropping for them. I mean, the first one that's gone in there, there's a shout for handball. The ball's then obviously come out, and listen, in terms of it, it's a good finish. The lad's cut inside and smashed it in the top corner from 25 yards. There's not something you like I say, you've got to hold your hands up to. But how that's come about is more disappointing than the goal itself.
Do you think the weather did have anything to do with their goals? Obviously, they were both at the end. The wind was coming from behind them, and two decent strikes, I think that assisted them anyway.
Yeah, they're obviously wind assisted, but like I say, I suppose the way you look at it, the wind's had an effect on all three. Like I say, in normal circumstances, the ball that goes in the box in the first half that Tunney heads into his own goal is a simple ball. The ball was moving around all over the place, but it's the same for, like I say, it's the same for both teams. We've been the victim of it today, I suppose. There's not a whole lot you can do about it. Like I say, you've got to get on with it. It's disappointing, but we are where we are. It's not another win chalked off. We've got to, like I say, got a week in front of us without some players, obviously, away on international duty, and then we'll see where we're at for Dagenham next week. Enjoyable place to go, long trip to a, like I say, an ex-football league ground, and we'll go there looking to win. We just got to, like I say, concentrate on us. It would have been great to come in with 3 points and then see where you're on the table. We can't do that. We've picked up a point and we move on.
What have you said to lads in there at full-time? Imagine everybody feels like that's a defeat, even though it is a point on the board.
Yeah, no, listen, I've not said anything. I think sometimes you're better off sitting on your thoughts a little bit, and we'll have a chat on Monday around around where we are. Like I say, you can't. It's probably similar to what we said previously in the other, towards the start of the season. I spoke on Friday about a little bit of naivety, and that's unfortunately come back to bite us on the backside in the last 5 minutes of the game there. So you have to learn from it. Like I say, there'll obviously be this disappointment. The only, I suppose, thing you can take comfort in is the fact that we can go and put it right next Saturday, and we've still got 8 games to go, and we'll do our damnedest to try and win those 8 games.
Is that still very much the plan? You'll still go for the playoffs, even though the disappointment today, still keep going and get them up for next week?
Yeah, of course we will. Of course we will. Like I said, it's still a long way to go. There'll be a lot of twists, a lot of turns. As the day has proved, we've got to worry about us, and like I say, keep going and do our best to get in there.